This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Tomo Dvora 5b. Having discussed the introduction to chapter 5 of the Tomo Dvora in the previous year, we can now approach the text itself that deals with the need to be able to let go of resentment, anger, negative emotions about another human being, even when those emotions are justified. Now, we discussed in 5a that in today's circumstance, even if a person has done wrong, even if a person has acted in a completely unacceptable way, while we're free and in fact obligated to pass a judgment for ourselves about that person's actions, we're encouraged not to judge the individual, not to judge the person, not to write that person off. And that ties into the whole idea we've been discussing over the past few shiurim of the fact that there are explanations, there are circumstances, people do crazy things, people do weird things, people do things we can't understand. We do that ourselves. How often do we do things that aren't acceptable to ourselves? And there's always some force, some drive, some influence that impacts us. Very hard to judge another person without really knowing what that person's been through and what that person's been in. And therefore, we learnt in the introduction the view of the Meshech Chochmah, that although we're told in the Torah, Ki Tireh Chamor Son Achar Oved Tachat Masao, in Shmos chapter Kaf Gimel, if you should see the donkey of he whom you hate crouching under the weight of its load. And the Gemara went into a whole discussion about who would one hate and why would one hate them. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you are an individual whose soul, who knows for sure that somebody has done something terribly wrong. And you can't do anything about that because you're a single voice. You don't have credibility as a witness, and therefore you're not permitted to speak about it. You're not permitted to act on what you know. But for yourself, you have a strongly negative feeling about that individual. That's the sin, or that's the hatred that it refers to in the Pasuk, and we explain that according to the Meshech Chochmah, even that we're not allowed to do under today's circumstances. In fact, subsequent to the Egel, we're not allowed to hate somebody for doing wrong. That's why it is phrased so differently when the same idea appears in Dvarim. But a slightly different angle on that pasuk is taken by the Perush on the Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan is probably the most authentic translation of the Torah, and there's an explanation on the Targum Yonasan, and he points out that when it says you hate another individual, the Gemara says you hate him for something he's done wrong, it's referring specifically about something he's done wrong to you. You've been the victim of that person's conduct, and therefore you do resent and you do hate, and that's just a reality. That's how it is. Somebody does something really harmful to you, somebody's really done something wrong, you have a negative emotion to that person. Now what do we do with that negative emotion? We're not going to judge the negative emotion. The Torah says you're not permitted to hate the person. The Torah doesn't say that. But there's a way of handling that, even that hatred, and that's what the Talmud Torah deals with in chapter 5. Lo hechizik la'ada po Hashim doesn't keep his anger forever. He gets over it. The anger is for a period of time. It's there to serve a purpose. It's there to communicate displeasure. It's there to communicate the unacceptability of certain behavior. And then Hashem moves on. And he says, Zumida acheret shafiru ha'adam mahzik b'chet. This is another characteristic of God, that even if a person persists with the sin, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahzik af, Hashem doesn't persist with the anger. V'imachzik, and if he does persist for a while, lo la'ad, not forever. God overcomes his anger, so to say, and stills his anger, and lets go of it, even if the person fails to do teshuvah. Where, as we found in Malachim, in the time of Yeravam, where there was an enormous amount of idolatry going on, And nevertheless, God showed mercy and returned the boundaries of Israel to them. Why so? Explains the Talmud Devarah Bishvidazu Shaloh Hezikl Adapo. That's part of Hashem's character. That there's anger, he expresses the anger. Now the obligation is on us is to respond. And if we don't respond, Hashem moves on too. And yes, maybe there's more of a distance between us because we haven't rectified our way. Maybe there's less intimacy between ourselves and Hashem as a result of not doing teshuvah. But Hashem moves off his anger. In fact, weakens his anger even though the sin is still present. He doesn't punish consistently and onwardly, he doesn't destroy us, but he hopes and trusts that sometime maybe the person will do teshuva. That Hashem does not pick an argument and resent forever. Acts both with softness and hardness. Hakol l'tovat Yisrael. Everything that he does is for the good of the Jewish people. And this is a midah which a human being should also use in his relationship with his friends. Afilu shehu rashay lochiach b'yisurim et chaveron. Even though a person is justified, is fully legitimate to rebuke another human being, to even punish another human being, or as banav, your own children, v'hem mityasrim, and they are punished as a result of that. Lo mipnei ze yabeto chachto. You move on, you get off it after a while, you don't persist, you don't keep going. V'lo yarzik kaso afilu shekaso. Even if you got angry, which you shouldn't have gotten angry, but even if you did, you don't hold on to it. You should adulterate it, tone it down. The lawyer chazik la'adapo, not keep the anger forever. Even if it's permissible anger, there are situations where we're allowed to be angry. As the Gemara in fact explains in that very case we opened up with, of if you see your friend's donkey, sorry, if you see your hatred one's donkey crouching under its load. Chazal explained, Mahi Hasina Hazot, what is that hatred that we're referring to? Shura Aoto Avera Avera Vuyachi. Because he saw him committing an Avera and he's an individual without credibility. She'en Yachol La'ida Avera, he cannot give evidence. So Soneo To Avera Avera, and in the pre-Egel period, he hated that person for that Avera, for that transgression which that person had committed. Or in the post-Egel period, in the period after the Golden Calf, in our period, this would apply, as we said, according to the Parish on the Targum Yonasan, this would apply if a person has wronged you. If a person has wronged me, and I feel negative, and I feel resentful about it, nevertheless, I feel like the Torah says, Azov ta azovimo, shvok yatsani delibach. The Targum Yonasan translates Azov ta azovimo, which is normally translated as you shall help him, you shall assist that person. The Targum Yonasan translates it as Azov Tazov, literally Azov Tazov means leave it behind. What are you leaving behind? Explains the Targum Yonasan, leave your emotion behind, set it aside. It's okay that you feel resentment, it's okay that you feel anger, we understand that. But set it aside while you help him. Right now, there's a fellow Jew in need of help. He's suffering, he's in difficulty, help him. On the contrary, this is a time to actually bring him close, to offer him a gesture of love and friendship. Perhaps that will be very positive, perhaps through that he'll change his life. This is an opportunity for a life-changing moment in an individual's existence where he's expecting your resentment, he's expecting your hatred, he's expecting you to walk right past and not help him. And if at that time you can overcome the emotion, it doesn't mean you've forgiven him. That doesn't mean you've forgotten what he did, that you've set it aside. And while you've set it aside for that period of time, you're able to approach him with love and care, and that could turn his entire life around. That is absolutely that characteristic of not keeping your anger forever. And this is something that, on the one hand, applies in the situation we've just described, where somebody has done wrong, but perhaps where it applies most is in intimate family relationships. Relationships between husbands and wives, parents and children. There are so often times we live under tight situations in one house, and we live pressurized existences, and we're there all the time, there's no escape. Of course we're going to offend one another from time to time. Of course we're going to hurt one another unintentionally from time to time. And we're entitled to feel upset about that and to express that and to confront that other individual in order to try and resolve it. But there's unconditional love as well. If I'm in the midst of an argument with my spouse or with one of my children, and they need me because they're in some kind of trouble, I need to put aside any negative emotion and be there for them, no matter what. And so it is with friends, and so it is with people, with any other Jew that one comes across. They're brothers of ours, we're connected. We spoke in Shira number 4 about the intimate connection that exists between any two Jews. We're one flesh, we're one body of people. And when anybody needs us, we've got to be able to put our negative feelings aside and do what needs to be done. And we see that happen so often in Israel when security crises, military crises occur, how quickly people put their differences aside and face the crisis and the challenge together. So we need to be able to do that at any time with love and with caring for one another, to put aside any negative emotions and to be there for one another in ways that are only filled with love and caring for our fellows.